Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. News of the second largest bank failure in American history has spooked the financial sector. Silicon Valley Bank served mostly technology companies and venture capital-backed companies, and it's now under control of the FDIC. But Mark Zandi, the chief economist at Moody's Analytics, tells ABC,
It won't affect the average American. Most Americans won't even feel a ripple here. It's not something that people, I think, should be concerned about.
The FDIC says insured depositors will get up to $250,000 Monday morning, and eventually customers with greater amounts will get even more. An atmospheric river flowing into Northern California is bringing more snow along with heavy rain and flooding. Hundreds of people were forced to evacuate after a levee was breached on the Pajaro River. State National Guard had to rescue more than 50 people. And daylight saving time returns overnight for most of the country. Clocks go ahead by 1 hour at 2 a.m. local time. This is ABC News. Iran and Saudi Arabia agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations. Those two will reopen embassies after 7 years, and China, which hosted the talks through its foreign ministry, says it's not trying to fill any hidden vacuum in the Middle East. A crew of four astronauts headed back to Earth after months on the International Space Station.
After 5 months in space, the four astronauts, two of them from NASA, departed the space station overnight.
Dragon, SpaceX on the big loop, separation confirmed.
Audio there as the SpaceX capsule separated from the International Space Station.
You guys look great. Great job up here. We're going to miss you. Godspeed.
It's a 19-hour-long trip home for the astronauts, who will splash down off the coast of Florida near Tampa Saturday evening. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
3 years ago, cancer experts recommended the minimum age for a colon cancer screening be lowered to 45, and a recent American Cancer Society study shows that more people are getting detected, but they're also showing it pop up in younger people. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Families put in a lot of unpaid hours helping loved ones without any pay. The economic value of unpaid family caregiving in Wisconsin recently went up by more than $2 billion. More from Mike Mohn.
AARP Wisconsin says the state's more than 500,000 family caregivers provided an estimated 540 million hours of unpaid care in 2021, worth roughly $9 billion. That compares to 490 million hours, worth just under $7 billion, in the group's 2019 report. AARP Wisconsin State Director Martha Cranley says placing a price tag on this care is important because of the financial pressure these folks often encounter.
We know about three quarters of people who are family caregivers are actually also in the workforce. So they're either cutting back on their hours or they're taking unpaid time. So that generally puts people in more of a financial risk.
She adds their out-of-pocket expenses too. The group is renewing calls for policy actions, including a special tax credit for unpaid family caregivers and expanding the scope of paid leave opportunities. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has those ideas in his proposed budget, but Republicans who control the legislature haven't been too receptive to the spending plan. To the public, Cranley says it might be expected that a person would provide care to an aging family member without asking for much in return. But she says with these numbers trending higher, there are concerns that more individuals could end up in nursing homes or have extended hospital stays.
So imagine that all of those folks had to go into a healthcare system that's already really struggling.
Local specialists can guide caregivers on how to access training, financial planning, and respite services, along with other resources. Mike Mohn, Wisconsin News Connection.
And you're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, folks, welcome to the Cripescast. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. Today, I'm talking to my sisters, and we're brought to you by Jolly Good Soda.
Charlie, who is your Valentine?
Give that shout out you want, Addie. Who are we shouting out?
I already did it.
But you did it?
But we can do it again. I'd like to shout out Dr. Kristen Lebowski at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin, pediatric anesthesiologist extraordinaire, for getting me out on time so I could make it here.
That's awesome.
To this professional setting.
Yeah, she made it quicker than I did.
Yeah. First of all, Addie was
first,
the earliest, and yet still somehow 10 minutes late. And the rest of you almost, what? What's the problem?
Addie and I got here at the same time.
No. You did?
Yes, and Ellie. We all came at the same time.
No, I was walking into here while you guys were parking, so I beat you.
Oh. On the record, I was ready at 5.
On the record, I left at 5:25.
Why do you guys all look like this?
Once upon a time.
We were born like this.
Who decided that? Are you all dressed as me? Is that it?
No, we're all dressed as John.
This is how we look.
Where is John?
Oh, that's sarcasm now. Very good, Nora. Thank you very much. John wanted to be here, but he didn't, so he's not. So I do want to start off by going through. These are the questions that Colleen has written that she thought would be good. And so first things first, we want everyone to explain where they are in the lineup of the siblings. So kind of introduce yourself and get the audience familiar with your voice, you know? So just kind of, what do you do?
Do you want me to start?
And yeah, I want you to start. You're the oldest and the most pregnant.
I'm Addie. I'm number 6. Should I be looking at the camera?
You can
guys
look wherever you want to look, Addie. Actually, okay, just look at me. It would be awkward if you stared at the camera. You're supposed to just look. We're just
I'm
having
Addie.
Covers. Okay.
Number 6.
We can do it that way. Number 6.
The third daughter, 6th child. What else do you want to know about me?
What do you do
My
for a
living? My voice sounds remarkably similar to Emily, so if that's what you're going off of, you're... I'm a certified anesthesiologist assistant.
Certified AA?
Yeah.
Cool. How do you like it?
I love it.
Nice. Not thinking of quitting anytime?
I wasn't planning on it. I will be going on a maternity leave.
Oh, nice.
But I hope they have me back.
You excited? Or what do you mean, hope they have you back? Don't they have to have you back?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
They do.
Got it.
Legally, they have to have me back.
Nice. All right. Thanks for being here, Addie.
Hi, Thank Addie. Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah, it was an honor. Yeah, it was.
The honor's all mine.
It went so well with the last group of sisters.
Actually, it didn't. Mom was pretty ticked.
Yeah. Why was mom mad? Let the audience know. I was going to breeze right past that.
Can I tell
this? We don't have to talk about it.
We don't have to talk about
it. By the way, we didn't introduce everybody.
Can we just go? Well,
we will. Okay, that was Addie Behrens. This is Ellie Behrens. Ellie, also known as Tiny. what'd you say? Oh, Shoal. Yeah, you have a different last name now. She's married.
Abs.
It's okay. Although no wedding ring, so how would we know?
Oh, that's because my fingers got too fat and they had to get cut off in urgent care 3 really? Weeks ago. So,
yeah. Sorry,
it was like,
it
I'll show you pictures. Huge.
Did you know that? Did it just happen quick?
It just overnight.
Wow.
Yeah. Dad tried. to get it.
How did Dad try to get it off? I feel like that's a better story.
With his something from the garage.
No better jewelry than Ace Hardware.
Was it a electronic device?
No. It was like a clippers, Genius, like I'm wire sorry? Clippers, I think. Okay. It had a lot of rust on it.
Okay.
And it was not successful.
Got it.
I'm surprised I didn't have to go on antibiotics because of that tool.
Really? Did he cut you with
the
it?
The actual tool, not Dad.
Wow. So Addie's big concern coming into this was that this would be the B team of sisters, the boring sisters. But
this was also my concern.
This was your concern too. Well, you haven't said anything, so I could see it as a valid concern for you.
We're just not as chatty.
Jeez.
I'm silent.
That's Emily over there. So again, Addie, pregnant one. Emily,
I am not.
Is not, and she is a little bit. Concerned that this is not gonna be as good as the other sisters podcast.
That is not true.
Okay, that is not true. And Emily, where do you work?
I work in the Milwaukee area. I do marketing.
Oh, you don't want to say specifically where you work? You've thought about this?
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you work for the CIA? What the hell's going on?
I tried to take a page out of my sister Betsy's book. She was very discreet. Nobody called her out.
Well, that's because that's Betsy. We have a certain amount of respect for Betsy.
Also, on the subject Betsy had of a
baby.
Betsy had a baby.
Oh, so did I ruin your news?
No, that's okay.
No, go ahead. You can say the name, Nora. This is...
I already said it.
Oh, you did?
Sophia Fair. I think so, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And Bridget won the bet. We placed a bet on the weight of the child, and she won. So we're all short $5.
Yeah, Charlie was not in the bet. This was a sister's bet.
Well, because no one ever told me about this.
You're not a sister.
That sounds sexist.
Well, you just don't have the parts.
Well, yeah, now we're all bros.
Okay, I guess that's true. Okay, so that we've taken care of. Nora, tell people where you live, what you do.
Well, currently I'm living with my mom and dad because I had cockroaches in my apartment. So that was fun.
Well, you're in college too.
I'm over at the dental school.
You graduated from college. That's right. College graduation.
Yeah. Yeah. You went to the graduation and you went to White Coat, which was.
I deserve, I think, a White Coat for going to.
We both went to that. So that's what we're talking about.
I went to the White Coat too.
You know what?
He was here went to the White Coat. You guys, Hattie and then Billy, I think were the. Representatives and mom and dad.
That was a long ceremony for a piece of clothing.
Yeah, that was.
And then we went to Pitbull after. Remember that, Charlie?
Yeah, we went to Pitbull after. Yeah, that was a really. So we go to this nice White Coat ceremony for Nora, someone who's doing something with her life, someone who has ambition. And then there's Tiny sitting there like, hey, are you going to Pitbull after? Can I get a ride? And I'm like, yeah, but I'm leaving now. And she's like, okay, I just got to go get dressed. And then she goes into this, it's freezing cold in there, by the way. And then Ellie comes out wearing even way less clothes than she went in for, which we're not supposed to talk about because it's sexist or something.
It was my crab bodysuit. So it had crabs on it. And I got it from... I got it from Betsy. And it was the cutest bodysuit. And I lost it. I don't know where it is.
What do you mean you lost it?
I can't find it. It was in my dorm at one point. I don't know where it is now.
All right. Probably for the best. Yeah. Anyway, we then go to Pitbull, me and Tiny, and then I'm with Miles, and then he helps with his buddy, Fillmore, who is in the show, not to name drop or anything. And then both come... Everybody comes to meet Ellie and get her in through security earlier. So she skips the line. I say, Ellie, come with. And then as soon as we get through the doors, it was like taking your kid to school. Like they didn't want to be seen with you. She had this like she ran ahead and then she had this little guy in like short shorts. This weird little fellow with purple short shorts. And he was like taller, I guess, but his shorts were very small.
Who was it?
A friend.
That's what she said. I didn't believe it either. He's like, Ellie, we got to go. No hi. No how are you. No nice to meet you.
Wasn't it your job as a brother to not let her go?
Well, no. Charlie was running in between the exits. He was here and then he was running. I've never seen him run so fast because he was trying to go to the other entrance and he was on the phone with Miles and he's like, oh, hey, man. Yeah. I'll be there in a second. And then he's running to the other one. Then he runs to the other one. And
That's because I had a very narrow window to get where I had to go to do what
Fillmore,
I had to do.
Shout out to Fillmore. Showed up on the stage.
And yeah.
He was like a performer. He's
yeah.
Great.
And that's when you texted me, hey, do you know that guy? I was like, Tiny, you were right by that guy earlier, but before you decided to run away with that little guy in the purple shorts.
Yeah. Scene, whatever you
call it. Funniest part, Charlie ended up backstage and Ellie ended up
the Miller Lite Oasis.
I had the time of my life. It was so fun.
That's what I'm concerned about, that you had the time of your life. Oh, that smells good.
My favorite part of the white coat ceremony, though, not favorite part, but like, I guess, like, I feel like everyone's had to do this where all of us have had to hunt for tickets.
Yeah.
To like various graduations and stuff, because they give you a standard of like 5 tickets, maybe
enough for a nuclear family.
Enough, enough for a nuclear family, but not enough to fit like half the family. So I had to text these people who I just met, who I'm going to be spending the next 4 years from, and be like, "Hey guys, anybody got extra tickets?"
So you had to get all these tickets. You had to buy tickets on the off market,
and then I go into class the next day, and like 5 people come up and hand me their tickets, and I was like, "This doesn't."
Did you literally buy them?
I think I bought like 1 or 2, but I don't. God, I'm not sure.
They make you pay.
You know what?
No, had but I known, offered to Venmo, huh?
Nora, had I known you were going through so much trouble to get all these extra tickets for your white coat ceremony, I would have gladly stepped aside. And
not
just
gone.
I mean, me, you know what? Here's my thing with the white coat ceremony. I give you props for like going to dental school, but I got to go to a graduation and a white coat ceremony. That's asking a lot. You should get your white coat once you're done.
Okay. That's my thought. That's fair.
Or just get your white coat by yourself. And then when you graduate, I thought the same thing about Addie too. Is that a mean brother thing to say?
No, I feel like agree. Sometimes they treat it like a graduation.
Huh?
They treat it like a graduation in advance.
Yeah, we don't.
It's a lot of praise for people who might not even make it.
But Addie, you made it out.
I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now look at her.
And
she's
I went
successful.
To your white coat ceremony too. And
did
that
you go?
Also was bullshit.
You did go.
You don't even remember.
You did go. This was at the beginning of your Manitowoc career. And people were so excited you were there.
But you forgot I was there.
Well, I remembered. It took me a second to jog my
Nora,
pregnant brain.
The one rule, if anyone goes to your white coat ceremony, is you have to at least remember they went.
Sure, Nora just accused all of us of not going.
No, I didn't.
That's
and we
true.
Were
and then
all
she walked
there.
It back. So
went.
What is
we were
this?
All there.
You know what? I'm going to make a white coat ceremony for my job.
I
make
remember.
You come to that.
I actually was thinking about this before I came, and I was like, oh, these are all the siblings that went, minus Billy. Thanks, Bill. And Hattie. Thanks, Hattie.
Hattie played on a phone the whole time.
This is true. I think I did.
Emily's phone too.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say
that. You just threw a 4-year-old under the bus.
She's fine.
Whatever.
Ellie and I left at one point to go get candy for everybody.
For like 20 minutes.
Did we get to Ellie's intro?
No.
I'm just a stranger.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And we also have Tiny, a.k.a. Ellie. Do your thing.
Hi, my name is Ellie. I am 18, almost 19 years old.
18 and a half.
I like to...
you guys say what number
watch
you are.
Netflix. Oh, I am at Marquette University. I am a freshman.
I said what number you are.
I'm number 12.
You're the tiniest. I don't know.
The litter.
You're at Marquette and you're a freshman.
Majoring in, no, I'm a sophomore.
All right. wait, really?
I'm a freshman. You went to
my
graduation.
Yeah, I knew you were a freshman.
God.
Well, it's crazy. I said Norma, you know, you start to forget when you get old.
You're
like
just,
me.
You know, so old.
What'd you say?
So
yeah, Charlie,
old.
How old are you?
Ancient. I'm old enough. I'm not ancient.
How do you do this hair all the time?
What do you mean, how do I do that hair all the time? First of all, that's not what my hair looks like, you guys.
Usually.
I don't look like I'm in Golden Girls.
No, actually, okay? Like you'll be wearing a hat most of the time, and then you'll pull your hat off, and along with your hat comes this long, like, flow of hair.
Like what Ellie's
sticking
looks like.
Yeah, exactly.
This is like dad when he gets stressed. You just go,
these are far more sun-kissed than advertised on Amazon. Just
They're more sun-kissed. This looks like me midsummer at best. I don't usually get this.
Do you want to try it on?
Or if I'm dyeing my hair with lemon juice or whatever.
Classic.
Okay, listen, we gotta get some actual questions here, guys. Are there any funny stories from growing up with each other in the room? All right, so like any funny stories with anyone in the room? And you won't forget that. Who do you have the biggest beef with in the family? Addie, go. Who?
Can you go to somebody else?
No.
Nora's always got beef with somebody.
Okay, Nora. Nora's the one with beef. Nora.
What kind of beef? I forget.
Addie's a nice one. Nora and Emily have beef for sure. Tiny, probably. Tiny is the master of whispers in the family. She's the little slithering snake that whispers like the nearest gossip.
I just tell the truth.
Oh.
And if that happens to be whispering.
You know what? Ellie, we don't tell the truth in this family. We sweep anything inconvenient under the carpet. Do you have any funny stories or beef that you want to put out there about somebody else in this room right now?
John went to his girlfriend's Super Bowl party instead of my birthday party.
Oh.
Boom roast.
That's my beef.
Wow. John did that this past weekend.
Yeah.
Wow. And then his girlfriend's Super Bowl party?
Yeah.
And not your birthday party.
That's correct.
I mean, you only turned 35 once.
I'm 30. The thing about you confusing me with you.
Are you really 30 though?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know.
Wow. How does that feel?
I hear your 30s are the best part of your life.
That's a lie.
You're not there. You are.
I'm there. Yeah, 30s have been great to me. Yeah. I mean, my 20s, whoa, those were rough, you know? Yeah. 30s, much better. In my 20s, I was you know, sleeping in people's closets, or I had a shitty apartment, or I was driving around in a minivan that was shot by a shotgun. You
I
know?
Mostly just live with my parents.
I am living...
In your 20s, you mostly live with your parents, and you're currently living with them.
I am. I also had a shitty apartment. And I'm living with my parents.
You do not have a bad apartment.
Oh, what? Really?
She
moved out for that. You think she's being a baby,
many
huh?
nights. No, it's just, I mean, I get the cockroaches. I slept on her couch many times, not knowing that there were cockroaches in there. She neglected to tell me that there were cockroaches.
I was not quiet about that.
Possibly in the couch that I was sleeping in. But, it was a nice little place.
First of all, cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing. You can call them up here.
Are they really
palmetto bugs?
And they're a great source of protein.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
They're going to be the lobsters of the future. The people are going to raise them.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Well, I had this, it was really cute. It was from like the 1920s. It had like this Murphy bed table that would come out of the wall.
Yeah.
And like benches that would also come out of the wall.
Yeah.
And it had like a cute little kitchen, and it had like a bathroom that was fine. And it was like big enough. It was a
are
tiny...
we still talking about your apartment?
Yes, we are.
That's so many details. All I give a shit about are the bugs in it.
Yeah, well, anyway, it's I'm studying for my finals, and I saw a couple in like August, and then I saw a couple more. But like I had the they paid for the exterminator to come, and like the exterminator came and like didn't see him again. And then it was like right before finals, and I got up. I was studying late, so then I went outside to turn it off of like all the lights, and there was one just like chilling, pretty much watching my TV. Oh. And I was like, "What's on the channel?" And it's, you know, I like reach for the spray because I decided to go through nuclear warfare, and I. Turn around and it's gone. So that freaked me out.
You know what? I was going to say, I wondered, like, how big does a cockroach have to get for you to have an emotional connection with it? You know, to where you can't spray because you feel bad. It's like, it almost goes from like bug to cat.
See,
you know, and
I
feel bad putting you down.
I felt bad because it was a baby, but then I remember the baby means there's a nest somewhere.
There's a nest. It's a mother. It's a mother that you can. And also, what divides us? What divides us are like human psyche between animal and bug. We, you know,
don't usually die from boric acid.
Yeah, but you die from rabies, okay? And you probably feel bad about squashing a raccoon.
This got very philosophical. Anyway, I tried squashing the little bastard, and so anyway, couldn't find him after he ran away, and then I pull over my shower curtain. And I'm like getting ready, like I'm washing my face, and there's another one that just goes straight up the drain. And I'm like, that's creepy.
I mean, yeah, if you see one palmetto bug, there's 1,000. Yeah. That's how it goes.
He's rebranding the palmetto bug.
He's
a Southern Belle.
Southern Belle.
I used to live there. I used to live in South Carolina.
Oh, like 4 months.
I didn't live there for a week. I lived there for a year and a half.
Wow. He's pretty much Southern.
You've been around.
I've been around.
One last cockroach was there. I was in bed.
Are we still on the cockroach stories?
You've been talking too much.
Squash the story. A baby cockroach crawls across my bed while I'm in it. And then that's when I left.
With the baby?
No, I did not take the baby. I squashed him.
All right, Emily, this is kind of like Christmas morning, and Emily hasn't gotten enough presents yet. So, Emily, it's your turn to talk.
I like providing side commentary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that is my role here.
That was always funny, like during Christmas morning, because when there's 12 people, you know, it's easy for like one to totally get missed on presents. All right, who else has beef? Have beef with cockroaches?
Cockroaches,
which are probably also in here.
Also Ellie, because she has a pair of my earrings at her apartment that I've asked
my
for.
My dorm.
Your dorm. That I've asked her for about like 5 times now, and they're always in her ears, and she's like, I'll give it to you next time.
The nice thing about living in a locked facility that you need a pass to get into is that I'm like stockpiling half of your clothes. Like I have
three of Emily's sweatshirts.
I have Nora's earrings. I have Bridget's athletic shirt that I told her I didn't know where it was. I'm sorry, Bridget.
Do you have anything of mine?
You're stealing people's stuff and then putting it
up and down before telling me no.
No, but God. Yeah, I think that we need to keep in mind nobody has asked for them other than the earrings. Emily hasn't asked for her sweatshirts yet, so I'm just waiting until, but not enough.
Let the record show.
I'm begging for them, and then I'll give them to you.
I have asked. The new mommy is FaceTiming me.
What?
Can I answer that?
Yeah, answer it.
Look at you.
What the hell is she doing?
Go back.
Oh,
it's Betsy. Wait, she FaceTimes you? You don't FaceTime me? What the hell?
She didn't FaceTime me either.
She's so beautiful.
Hang on. Can I talk to Betsy?
You're going to go talk to Charlie for a second.
Okay. All right.
Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Betsy. How are you? Hey, you're on the second episode of the Cripescast, and look at your beautiful baby.
Gosh. This is called continuity.
Youngest guest on the Cripescast. Oh my God, she's adorable. Can you put earmuffs on her real quick? Why the f*** are you calling Addie before me? You would go down the list of siblings you want to talk to the most, and I am somehow below Addie?
It's okay, Addie's the favorite for a lot of things.
I'm below Addie. Did you call Andy? You didn't? Because I'm about to call Andy just to see. I'm going to double check that.
He's activating the phone tree.
Andy is not going to answer.
Oh, you had a missed FaceTime from Addie and you're calling her
back. She FaceTimed me first.
Okay. Did you really FaceTime her first?
Check my call log.
Do not put your cute baby on and think you're going to get away with this, Betsy. All I want to know is, have you called any of the brothers yet?
No, not yet. You're my first one.
Oh, get this out of here. Get it out of here. Congratulations, Betsy. Congratulations, Gabe. All right, talk to you soon.
How it all began.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was cute.
Bye.
Cute kid.
Bye.
Can't believe she calls you before me.
I can.
She called me.
She called you?
When do we want to take a pause to remove our wigs?
Okay, sure. No, that's fine. We've completely lost control. Probably way too long. I've been trying to drive conversation here.
Sorry.
Okay, folks, we're taking a quick break.
I think I'm doing amazing, honestly.
I'm just not getting a supportive.
It's a joke, you guys. We're doing great. Whoa. You know my attitude.
It wasn't funny to me.
It wasn't funny? You're sensitive because...
I'm going to cry.
All right, folks, Addie is going to go cry. They're going to change, and thank you all for listening.
great to listen to while having a Lineys and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media, and don't forget the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. News of the second largest bank failure in American history has spooked the financial sector. Silicon Valley Bank served mostly technology companies and venture capital-backed companies, and it's now under control of the FDIC. But Mark Zandi, the chief economist at Moody's Analytics, tells ABC,
It won't affect the average American. Most Americans won't even feel a ripple here. It's not something that people, I think, should be concerned about.
The FDIC says insured depositors will get up to $250,000 Monday morning, and eventually customers with greater amounts will get even more. An atmospheric river flowing into Northern California is bringing more snow along with heavy rain and flooding. Hundreds of people were forced to evacuate after a levee was breached on the Pajaro River. State National Guard had to rescue more than 50 people. And daylight saving time returns overnight for most of the country. Clocks go ahead by 1 hour at 2 a.m. local time. This is ABC News.
The Ides of March, the day that Caesar was killed, and it's the final day for you to make a killer deal.
March 15th.
That's right, March 15th is your last day to take advantage of our biggest sale. We're slashing prices on our premium sponsorships up to 50%.
Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Earl Ingram.
Mandela Barnes.
Yeah, the stories that I talked about, stories I share, my own personal experience was not much different from the experience from a lot of other people across the state. People generally want to be able to, you know, exist together in harmony.
Working hard every day to inform, enlighten, and bring our community together. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Cripes Cast with my sisters. Hey, sisters, how you doing? Addie, you look to be in pain, or are you just pregnant?
Hey, Charlie.
That pizza made me
hey,
tired.
How's it going?
Happy
are
to
you
be
tired?
Back.
Yeah.
No, all of a sudden.
That pizza was really good.
It was really yummy. Good.
Where was
that
it from?
That was really good. Lollies.
Lollies. Shout out to Lollies in Milwaukee.
Shout out to Lollies.
I haven't even mentioned this. If you guys haven't listened, we have 8 sisters in the Behrens family. We had the 4 on earlier, and now we have the next 4 on. So just to recap, everybody.
Why did you go with the first 4 as the first 4?
That's a Colleen question, actually.
Because those 4 were the first ones to respond to Colleen.
All right, let's take it from the top here. All right, so a few questions. This is a mom or dad thing. So these are the little things you got. This is the game that we're playing. Mom or dad, who is most likely to get mad when you get home after curfew? Mom or dad, let's see it.
Wait, where
was this? This is very flippy floppy. Yeah, you point right to the camera. Dad, mom.
They're asleep.
Charlie,
they're
yeah.
asleep. Nora's not even answering.
Charlie, we're in 2 different eras.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
What? Are tuckled into bed by the time
we
get home.
You're like 1,000 years older than me.
Okay. Whoa.
Sorry.
Chill, miss. You know what? I remember when I was 19 years old, like it was yesterday. So you know what that means? When you think it's tomorrow, you're going to be 35. Okay. So just
That's
keep that in mind.
Double your age. Huh?
Anyway, dad is the answer on that one. And what do you mean there were different generations? Just in the fact that they go to bed early?
Yes.
They the fact that
catatonic when I get home.
Yeah.
Well, it used to be in my day that if I wanted something, I'd go to mom and she would say, talk to your dad.
Yeah.
And then he ultimately decided.
Huh.
At some point, those two flip-flopped.
Well, back to the
you
coming.
You do understand that.
Because dad will just say, I don't care. Do whatever you want. You're going to do it anyway. Like that's it. He took up that approach.
That's
probably
some
about
resentment.
5 years ago.
That's resentment for years of you guys asking dad and then doing it anyway.
Well, you set that up.
Oh, what is that supposed to mean?
Well, I think you guys, you guys were like the two very, well, I feel like the older half of the family. I don't know. I feel like.
This is all hearsay.
What do you think about the older half of the
family?
Because
the stories that you guys tell me.
Hearsay.
Hearsay.
Heresy.
Like what?
Who do we think was the.
I think.
Which child within our family, like, abused the rules to the point that.
They stopped caring. Not stopped caring, but.
I would say it was Charlie.
I think Charlie bent the old rule book.
Really?
Yes.
That's what you think, huh? You think I'm a rule bender? What rules did I bend?
Brender?
Okay, guys.
We can just refer you to your viewers to the
previous video.
Sisters One podcast.
Yes, please see the previous episode.
Oh, okay. Aside for that incident, which may or may not have occurred, what rules did I ever break?
All I know is that mom and dad seem to have like chilled out on the... I mean, it's more like based on trust with me now. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I feel like they trust me enough and I communicate with them. And I think there was lack of communication.
Oh, you think that's the reason? You think it was a lack of communication?
Well, I'm just
saying, had to communicate, Charlie.
Make a group chat with them and tell them anything and they'll trust you.
Ellie did invite them out to dinner.
And we had a great time. We went to Benelux. It was great. We chatted.
You just wanted a free dinner, so you asked mom and dad to go to dinner?
No, they were begging me to come home to Sunday dinner. And I had homework the night before, and I said, no, but come on over. Come on in my nook of the...
nook of the woods.
Neck of the woods.
Neck.
Neck of the woods. And then we had dinner, and it was great. And they loved it, and I loved it.
Ellie likes to pretend that she's an only child sometimes.
She is kind of an only child sometimes. All right. Who's the most likely to help you on your homework, mom or dad?
Oh, it depends.
It depends on which one. What's the subject?
Oh, dad for math, mom for English.
Mark up the margins of your paper.
If you want dad to say, all right, what is this plus this equal? All right. Now divide by 50. What's the answer? That's not the answer. What is, okay. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is why you need to do your homework. That's how dad kind of does it.
Yeah, he would just kind of be like, what is 15% of 382?
And easy,
then he'd be like,
it's
easy. This is how you do it. And then you have to follow along and pretend. And then
he still does that. Yeah. He did it to me the other day.
Yeah.
When we were gambling for the sports or something for the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. What math did you? It was a $2 buy-in.
Actually, it wasn't that. It was something else. It was.
So you lied.
Oh, no. It was when I was scuba diving.
And you tried to explain what the bends was to an anesthesiologist sitting at the table.
Right. Yeah. Someone described it as Jesse Pinkman trying to describe how to make meth to Walter White.
That was funny.
Yeah. Dad, when you're bad at math, dad doesn't take too good to that.
Yeah.
You know?
Stoichiometry was a beast.
Oh,
with
God.
Dad.
That word just
Emily
gave me a
also did
shivers.
Not do her homework from the ages of -2 till now.
From like the third grade to probably 10th grade, 12th grade, I didn't do homework very regularly
at all,
which drove a little bit of a wedge between me and dad. We spent a lot of time gathering assignments and doing them at 11 p.m.
Wow.
11 p.m., the kitchen table.
To be fair, I still graduated college and everything, and I have a job. We're all good. Honestly,
were you not a good student?
I was a terrible student.
Emily was like,
like
the worst.
Certifiably
the
terrible.
Girls, the
you were
worst.
A dumb girl?
Emily just did not take kindly to busy work.
Yeah, it was a lot of wasted time, in my opinion.
School.
And I would prefer to have at that time binge Pretty Little Liars at 3 a.m. than to do my homework.
With the iPad that we snuck on. Yes.
Mom and Dad had like an iPad that
was crusty.
It was an old iPad, and it was honestly before we had Netflix, so I was like pirating like shows on 123 Movies on their iPad. Yes. And I would just, and then they got Netflix, and man, I didn't do homework for like a whole year.
Really? Yeah. I for whatever reason, I thought you were smart.
I am smart.
Oh,
don't confuse the two.
She just doesn't apply herself sometimes in the homework area.
Yeah, I got a lot of talks about my moral compass.
Oh, really? Because yeah. you were bad at school, so you got talks about your moral compass?
Yeah. That doesn't track.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on? Let's dig into that a little more.
Yeah. That was when Dad would like be like, "You're not doing your homework." This, and then he would put his hands up, and then he would kind of waver his hands over. This is your moral compass. You're supposed to be over here. You're not doing your homework. You're over here.
That sounds like a very gentle way of teaching that.
Yeah,
there were a lot of layers to this conversation.
To be fair, you motivated me to always do my homework because I
put her into dental school, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you ever get good at school, or were you always bad?
I was really good at college, so I was good where it
counted.
Really
good at college?
I was.
You were not good at.
You were also really good at AP Lang. She told you you had like.
Yeah, Miss.
Sass.
She really loved you.
Yeah, no, I was not really good at college. I was okay in college, but I was good where it counted.
We struggle at the same things, which is nice.
I just realized something.
What?
I realized why one hip is more flexible than the other. And it's because sometimes when I sit like this, I use sit with the other leg up. Oh. So this one, I was just doing a thing where he said this side was more flexible than this side.
Wait, what? Really?
That's really special.
Oh, that sounds really like weird, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Explain.
You don't have to explain if you don't want to.
No, I'm my trainer.
Right.
It seriously was my trainer. All right, most likely to give love life advice, mom or dad?
Love life advice?
I don't know. I don't think.
Life advice?
Love life advice. Most likely to give you love life advice.
Oh, a mixed bag. A mixed bag.
Well, I don't know. Honestly, it's different times. Yeah, I'm not a good example on this one. I'm not the best example.
I'm doing long distance with my boyfriend, and my dad was like, "Well, how often do you guys talk?" And I was like, "Oh, every day. Like, we talk like pretty constantly." Like, and he goes, "That's when I knew I was gonna marry your mom." And I was like, "Okay, good to know." Yeah, and that's the only thing. They also call him my special friend. So that's those are the two levels.
Conrad was my friend until he's very still recently.
Really? They don't call him your Dickie. Boyfriend?
Dickie.
Not yet.
Tall Potter. Is he really your boyfriend?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Charlie also calls him just a friend.
No, I just know him as a tall Harry Potter. I don't know what you kids are doing, if you're like official or whatnot. I don't know.
Charlie, what's his name?
What's that?
What's his name?
Tall Potter is his name. Oh, my God. I know his name.
Charlie.
He's been in the family for like a year.
Charlie.
I knew you were going to add.
Nobody answer this one for him. I want to see him on
this. All right.
His vein is popping out. That means he's in really big.
Oh, my God.
I know. Nora and...
like, throw out any name. See what sticks.
Dating for over a year.
I got no fucking idea. I just called Tall Potter.
All right.
It's not is it Harry hang on, I'll get it. Is it like Jeff or Dan or something?
It's one syllable.
One syllable? Sounds like one of our brother's names.
No, that's confusing.
It kind of rhymes with Ron.
Don.
It's
John.
It's Irish.
John. It's like,
Ron.
Oh, it's no, what? It's Irish. It. It's yeah. I got no idea.
Charlie, you basically said it.
What?
Sean.
Sean. Would have never guessed. Honestly. Would have never guessed.
All right.
I don't think you've ever introduced us.
I did.
He's been over
the
many
very,
times.
Very, very first time.
I do know Sean's name. Now that you say that, I do. All right. Most likely to skip Sunday Mass. Dad, okay. Most likely to tear up the dance floor. Dad, who's the better singer?
Mom has a really good voice.
What is so funny?
Mom does these cute little lullabies. Because everyone was like, oh, they don't have good voices. I was listening to the other podcast. They were so mean about it. Mom has a really good lullaby voice. And Dad has a cute little, like kind of jingle along, kind of like a... kind of hum along kind of good voice.
I do.
So it depends.
They have different songs that they favor. So like mom will sing
I love.
Yeah, I think mom.
Yeah. It's right. It's got, it can't just be
like,
any song.
I got ham, I got turkey, I got caviar.
No, but Dad babbles in the Billy Joel era, like that kind
babbles?
Of.
Dabbles.
You know.
I'm thinking more like a.
All right, so it's a toss-up. Who are you more scared to tell bad news to?
Depends what it is.
Oh.
Like, nowadays, my bad news is...
Nowadays, probably mom.
That's true.
Historically speaking, dad, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. On those days that I didn't do my homework and my teachers talked to my parents, I'd be walking down the road on the way home from school. We walked to school. And I would see... if my dad's car was in the driveway or not.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when I knew if I had to, you know, mentally prepare for whatever conversation I was going into.
Or when dad would go to conference night.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you never want dad to go to conference.
The most we could hope for was that he'd be on a call on conference night.
Yes. Yeah.
I used to try and get them to sign stuff that was not really good, and you did that by stacking it in the middle. You put the bad grades in the middle, obviously. Sometimes if it was really bad grade, you put a smiley face sticker over it, and then they didn't realize that was a bad grade because you put a smiley face sticker over the D, and they would sign it.
Right. All the red ink
so
wasn't an indicator.
So did you come clean about that one?
I don't know how they figured out. I think I did come clean at one point, you know?
Mm.
But then they also found at one point in the basement, they found... a piece of paper where I was practicing mom and dad's signatures.
Yeah.
And that was a dead giveaway that I was...
Isn't that all page 37 in all of our notebooks?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Didn't we all do that?
Well, it's a very easy signature.
I would tell mom I was going
Mom's
on a field trip and she was like, how'd you get permission for that? And I said, I signed it for you. And she was like, Nora.
Nora, oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, but you, then that
you
was as
learned forgery
got...
that young?
I did too. I got yelled at for forging signatures and I had to go to Google and look up what does forgery mean. I was very young.
Okay, it is time now for the sibling test, okay?
Sibling test.
Yep, so pull out your notebooks. I knew Sean. I knew the name.
I know. I know.
I couldn't
worry.
Think of it. I you couldn't think it. Of it. I was under pressure. All right, sibling test. Sure, Colleen, you can explain it. Wait, say it in the mic so the audience can.
We have a list of things that you all want to write down one word per page so you can kind of show the camera. And he's going to read the prompt out, and then you guys are going to all write down your answer, and then we'll do 3, 2, 1, and you'll flip.
First question, when is Ellie's birthday? All right. What do we say? 220, what did you say? 223. Well, you on Mary Kate's. Yes. Ellie and Mary Kate.
And Jay Riley.
Mary Ellen and Mary Kate.
And Jay Riley.
And Jay Riley have the same birthday. Jay Riley's one of my best buddies from growing up. And I've known him a lot longer than Ellie. So, yes, you all have the same birthday. All right. Next question. When is Molly and Dick's anniversary? All right, 6-2 is what I got. Anybody didn't put 6-2? Good. All right. When is Addie's due date? Did everybody say April 1st?
Yep.
Yes. Okay.
Good job, gang.
So far, so good, guys. What is Emily's favorite cocktail? What the hell?
Yours?
Emily's favorite cocktail?
Does Emily know her favorite cocktail?
Yes.
3.
Wait. Stop. I need a second.
The listeners are.
Are you assessing my character? So it says Moscow Mule,
uh-huh.
Gin and tonic,
a gin gimlet and my 75 and an old fashioned. And with the old fashioned, Addie wins.
Addie won an old fashioned. Okay. How about that?
I almost spiced things up and said with the elderberry syrup.
Oh, yes. I do like a little elderberry
syrup. I didn't have time to write that out.
Who is Molly's favorite kid?
Ellie, Charlie, Ellie.
Three for Ellie and.
One for Charlie.
Four for Ellie. One, wait, one for who did who? You put Ellie too.
Mom
Ellie?
Prioritizes your phone calls over mine.
Yes.
Well, that's because there's business to be done, and your phone calls are just mostly, you know, children's stuff because you're a child.
I'm 18, almost 18, 19.
Going on 19. Still kind of a child, like if you think about mental development.
Charlie, I would argue.
Yeah.
On that one.
Don't you have till like 26 before your brain's fully developed? Who here is not 26? Show of hands. One, two, three. Okay, so all
you're
right.
The only I one better. With a developed brain. Oh, wow. Two people with a developed brain.
Yeah, read it on the Google. It takes till you're 26 to have your brain fully Google. Developed.
Men are later.
Colleen, that's sick true. Burn. Okay. Who's Dick's favorite kid?
Addie, what does yours say? Charlie, then Addie, Bridget.
Bridget, probably.
I think Bridget does have a special place in my father's heart.
Bridget's a favorite because she knows cribbage the best.
I was just going to say that.
Who's the messiest, Barons?
Nora.
We have a split
Nora
group.
And John. Wow, guys, this is very split. All right, we'll do one more.
To clarify, I might be messy, but I'm not unhygienic.
Okay, all right, last one.
Cockroaches.
Who is the sweetest Barons?
That was not for me.
Who's the nicest Barons?
Is this people siblings nice or parents included?
Siblings.
Nicest
Only
Barons.
Siblings. Nicest.
Are we talking about two other siblings or two other people
two other
of
siblings.
The family?
Two other siblings, like genuinely nice. Two other siblings. Damn.
I'm having a real hard time.
I thought of mine.
Do siblings-in-law count?
No.
No.
Oh,
it's
well,
gotta be one of
they
us.
They have to be nice.
I don't know.
I don't think sweet is how I would describe.
I don't think anybody in this family sweet. I love that. All right, just show up your answers. Show up your answers.
You put Charlie on as
I think Charlie's
America's sweetheart,
I
Charlie
with
Barons.
A heart, and you give me nothing.
Thank you, Ellie.
We were friends.
No, you're not. Do any of you guys have any beef with each other that we need to clear up?
Well, didn't we already address this?
Yeah, I suppose
just
we did.
Amongst five of us?
I know, but we kind of got off track.
Amongst the five of us or just as
just in the family.
In the family.
Yeah.
I would like to say something.
Yes.
Please.
Bridget has been in Ireland for how many days? Since December 27th, 2022. December 31st, 2022. It's now February 15th, 2023, and I've yet to receive a phone call from Bridget.
Yeah.
Well, she's called me.
I would just like to say, Bridget, I texted you once, and you texted me back a day later. If you're out there watching this, I'm not done. If you're out there watching this, I would like a phone call and a, hey, Ellie, how are you? And maybe we can talk.
You know what, Ellie?
Yeah.
I will say this. You're not the only one. In fact, Bridget, I used to hire. She used to work here. I used to be her boss. And she hasn't so much as given me a phone call or dropped me a text since being in Ireland.
Yeah. You know, this is why we get along.
How many people has Bridget contacted?
I talked to her today.
Colleen,
you talked to Bridget.
Snake? You talked to
you
her.
You talked to Bridget. Did you call her? Did she call you?
We text a lot.
Oh,
you and Bridget
I'm
text
glad.
A lot.
Wow, every channel.
Wow.
I'm done Whoa. Being a sister now. I guess.
Wow. Okay, I can't even get a text.
Me neither. I
can't get a text back.
Text first.
It's almost as bad as not knowing Sean's name. So Bridget, yeah, Bridget, I got beef with too. All right, that sounds good. Who else would like to air anything out? Any beef you got with anybody in the family? Emily?
Why me?
I'm just curious. You actually tend to have beef with a lot
Emily
of people.
Emily usually has gossip.
I have situational beef.
Yeah, you do.
Not long term.
No.
I haven't had long term beef in a little while.
What was your last long term beef? What was the biggest beef you had in the family?
That's a great question that I don't know if I have the answer to.
Okay, here's the deal, guys. We've gone through a lot of questions. Does anyone have any questions for me from this deal?
I have a question for
you. Yes, go ahead.
What's one thing that you feel like you could improve upon yourself?
What's one thing I feel like I could improve upon myself?
As a human, how can you better yourself? What do you feel like is one big area of improvement?
Are you serious right now? Well, okay, what way do I think I could improve myself?
Yeah.
By living in the moment, enjoying the moment.
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
How are you going to do that?
Well, by breathing more, you know?
Like box breathing?
Huh?
Box breathing.
No, just kind of instead of holding a lot of tension, just relaxing and just breathing and enjoying what is. I don't know what box breathing
is. It's when you go in for 4 and then hold for 5 and then like release for 6 or something.
Oh, interesting. Don't you do that when you're trying to fall asleep?
Or when you have anxiety.
Interesting. Do you have anxiety, little Tiny?
Can you tell?
Doesn't everybody your age?
I mean, it's a serious thing.
You know, it's the phones. The phones give you anxiety.
Is it the phones? Or is it the phones, world we live in?
The world we live in? The difference, Ellie, between when you were a kid
is the phones,
or when you're a kid and when I was a kid, is that there was stuff going on in the world, but you didn't know all about it.
Right.
It wasn't like thrown in your face. Yeah. Twitter changed that. So this old man will tell you around 2000, you know, not or 2008, something like that. That's when Twitter was
back in my day.
But Twitter, the thing about having trending tragedies, you know,
yeah,
that happened with Twitter, obviously, and the whole trends and everything. So social media. Otherwise, you had to look that stuff up. You had to like go.
Do you know what a newspaper
is? The archives.
All right, guys. You know what? If you want me to answer a question. And then you're just going to drag me. I do know what a newspaper is. Do you know what a newspaper is?
I sure do.
Yeah, it's where you find the comics.
Yeah.
The funnies. Ellie, shooting that question right back at you.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
I would say
you have a 30-second time limit.
Savoring the flavor of life, like Charlie was. Hop on the gravy train and just ride it out. You know,
Ellie has picked up the wildest idioms at school.
Every savoring the flavor that you of life. Have,
yeah.
I mean, don't feel like you have to capture it. If you really want to, then take a picture, but then put your phone away. I think that's an important thing. And also just take every moment you have.
All right, you surpassed the 30 seconds.
Addie, are you having a boy or a girl?
We don't know.
Okay, are you going to find out?
No.
Why don't you find
out? We'll find out the day it's born. Betsy had a girl, so everybody thinks that means that I'm having a boy.
You're carrying so much different. Yeah, 50-50.
Yeah, Ellie told me I'm carrying more outward, and Betsy was wider.
Oh, wow. That's so polite. Guys, this has been so much fun.
Are we done?
It really has.
Wow, that
time
was quick.
Time flies. Well, how long have we been going in this podcast?
I just have one question before we wrap things up.
Yeah. If you have any questions, go ahead.
About 10 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
We were up north as a family, as we do. And somebody took a picture of you.
Oh, my God.
And fat boosted it. Hacked into your phone and made it your Facebook profile picture. And you flipped out.
Yeah, I did flip out.
In a way nobody's ever seen it.
And then not only did you flip out, then Dad flipped out.
Yeah, Dad was mad. I'll be honest with you.
And your reasoning was because you were currently applying for jobs.
Yeah, well, I was.
And so I want to know why you couldn't have
a fat
booth picture of yourself.
You know what? Yeah. First of all, I overreacted. I will say that I overreacted. But also, this was when Fat Booth just came out. Okay, and I had literally just applied for a job, and the thing that they would do back then is they would look at your profile, you know, and I also looked, it was less about maybe the fat in the thing, which I made it about, but the eyes did not look exactly sobering, you know, and I was applying for a job.
But you publish a lot of content where your eyes don't look exactly sober.
You look high as a kite in half of those pictures because you have those blue eyes.
Yeah, okay, and that's a problem. That's a thing I have in my comment section is I just did a video at Fleet Farm and the top comments were of how stoned I looked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some eye drops will do that for you.
Yeah, why don't you
say
guys?
What am I supposed to say? No, I'm not high? Whoever believes a guy who says, no, I'm not high.
No, you go to Walgreens, your local Walgreens, and you get some eye drops.
Or can you some color correctors? Just put some color corrector right in your eyes.
Yeah. Well, that'll no. Make you look less first high. Of all, it's hereditary. It runs in the family.
Really?
I remember when I was
Bob did have those eyes.
Yeah, Grandpa Bob's got bloodshot eyes, and
Murphy had Mom's them. Bloodshot, but
yeah, and yeah. No. When I was in high school, my teacher, she said, "Charlie, you're looking very patriotic," and I says, "Why?" And she says, "Because your eyes are red, white, and blue," and that was in high school. Well, folks, and.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic